go into your chest and open the bone and put all those bypass grafts on, I know that what I've done is changed the plumbing. But if the corrosive fluid within your arteries and veins is not changed by your lifestyle primarily, by eating better, exercising, the things that your mom told you to do, that corrosive fluid will rust away the tubes that I just placed there. So you're not that much better off a decade down the road. In fact, the number one predictor of whether I'll have to reoperate on you is actually your lifestyle change.
Whether you stop smoking and whether you watch what you eat and get some exercise.
And too often we have trusted high-tech solutions, which don't just include surgery, but also many of the expensive medications we offer as being the better solution. But, you know, if I take a statin drug and sprinkle it on my kielbasa before I enjoy it, I'm no better off than I would have been if I just avoided that kielbasa in place of some alternative that we could have embraced and enjoyed.
One final question. Pro or con, soda tax?
Well, I love the idea of making it more difficult to drink soda because it is probably the easiest source for so many Americans to get free sugar in their lives. And so anything we can do to make that more challenging, which might include taxing them, I'm supportive of.
Yeah, I'm a pro-tax person too. I think this is one time where it may sound regressive, but there will be more health care dollars and more for education.
It's a good investment.
Yeah, I agree. Mehmet, and George, if you want to see Mehmet with his show, Dr. Oz, check your local listings.